Hey, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you are having a great day, great night, wherever you're watching in from. Today, I had a chance to watch C-SPAN for basically the first time ever. I don't know why else I'd really watch C-SPAN, but the U.S. Senate Committee on Banking was talking about virtual currencies for almost two solid hours today with the chairman of the CFTC and the chairman of the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, or the Securities Exchange Commission, excuse me, and the Commodities Future Trading Commission. Both chairmen were talking to Congress specifically about virtual currencies, specifically about Bitcoin, specifically about ICOs and distributed ledger blockchain technology for, like I said, the better part of 2 hours. And while a lot of people would probably expect, hey, anytime you're talking to the government, this is not going to be good, I was pleasantly surprised with the overall thought process that a lot of the individuals within the government had, the level of education that the chairman of the SEC and the CFTC brought to the table here. So I want to review my overall thought process on what everything was said. Now, the first thing that I will talk about here is the chairman of the CFTC, Chairman Giancarlo, is pretty positive crypto, pretty positive Bitcoin. I think there were a lot of jokes on crypto Twitter that were going on. He basically became a viral sensation. People are calling him Chairman Satoshi Giancarlo after he dropped HODL within a U.S. Senate Banking Committee meeting and when he was speaking to Congress. So literally Chairman Giancarlo from the CFTC dropped HODL, which was probably one of the highlights of the meeting, in my opinion, one of the funnier parts of it. But really overall, I thought the level of education that the chairman of the CFTC actually had when he was discussing Bitcoin, when he was discussing blockchain technology, distributed ledger technology, was much greater than I think most people would expect. Granted, they've already put out a number of statements. They've already done significant amounts of due diligence. You may have read some, you may have not read some of that. But his understanding and breakdown of Bitcoin, virtual currencies, cryptocurrencies, was very measured, very intelligent. And I really enjoyed everything he had to say. Not only did he not fall for some of the silly logic that a lot of people say as far as Bitcoin is bad, but blockchain technology is good. He literally said in the meeting, you would not have blockchain technology without Bitcoin, and you really can't differentiate blockchain technology from cryptocurrencies. You can't really have one necessarily without the other, which is kind of one of those stupid, like, I don't know anything, but I think I'm an intellectual, so I'm going to say blockchain, but not Bitcoin or something of that nature. So I love the way that he addressed that. But there were a lot of really positive points that he had spoken about as far as regulation and how they are looking to regulate, but doing it in a thoughtful and approachable manner as to not stifle innovation and as to not take down the cryptocurrency market or the crypto market as a whole. Now, one of the biggest aspects, I think, of this committee meeting from the point of the SEC, from John Clayton, the chairman of the SEC, was along the point of initial coin offerings or ICOs. And the big thing there is say goodbye to the days of main crowd sale ICOs to U.S. non-accredited investors. If you live in the United States, if you are not an accredited investor, I do not think you are basically ever going to see for quite some time, unless there's some type of changes or things like that, but basically kiss goodbye the participation in initial coin offerings through main sale crowd sales like you saw back in the day, where there would just be a website and you would throw some ETH at that. Either companies are going to have to move specifically to only private sales to accredited investors, or they're going to completely restrict U.S. investors. However, and that is really because the chairman of the SEC, John Clayton, came out and said he has not seen an ICO, he has not seen an initial coin offering that is not a security. He basically called out anybody who's run an ICO to investors in the United States and said, I believe that every single ICO that has come out is a security, and if it has been sold to U.S. investors or it has been sold to non-accredited U.S. investors, then it is essentially skirting securities laws, and The big question there is, okay, so all these ICOs happened. Are they going to retroactively go after any of those companies that have held an ICO to non-accredited investors in the US? That is one question. Hopefully that does not happen. Sounds like they've provided the warning bell and maybe the clarity wasn't there yet, so they won't retroactively go after anyone. But again, reiterating the point that the SEC has said that basically every ICO they've seen is a security. And if you are going to go after US investors, you better be smart about how you're doing it. And by smart, private sales to accredited investors and to institutions. I would not expect, if you are not an accredited investor, which I am not, but if you are not an accredited investor in the US, to be seeing access to main sale, crowd sale type ICOs anymore at this point in time, unless there's some more regulatory clarity around that. But that is something that I'd keep in mind as you look forward. Now, one thing, a couple people have already commented. I posted something about that on Twitter. Couple of people have commented, okay, well, I'm just going to use a VPN. However, I think that KYC, know your customer, know your client, is going to be very important. And most companies are going to require some level of KYC requirements, whether it's sending your passport, your driver's license, whatever it might be. And that the new VPN is going to be a foreign passport. In my opinion, if you don't have a foreign passport and you're not an accredited investor, you're basically going to be out of these opportunities in initial coin offerings. So that is something to keep in mind as well. Now, I'll link up to some additional information from this Senate Congress hearing so that you can take a look. If you didn't get a chance to watch it live, I believe C-SPAN will record it or has recorded it and will publish that as well. The audio is already published, waiting for the video at this point in time, but I would definitely recommend taking a look. It's actually pretty informative and was beneficial for me to hear and to listen to what the individuals in government had to say. There were some points that I thought were a little bit silly. You know, there's a lot of talk about, how do we prevent mainstream investors from getting wrecked? How do we prevent money laundering? How do we prevent government, companies like, or countries like Venezuela or North Korea or whoever, from skirting government sanctions by creating these virtual currencies, or Russia or whoever it might be? So those are going to be continued talking points, in my opinion. You're going to hear things about anti-money laundering. You're going to hear continued emphasis on government sanctions and making sure that companies just can't, or countries can't just pop up virtual currencies to skirt around U.S. sanctions. And then you're also going to hear a lot about ICOs and then just Main Street investors and protecting them from Ponzi schemes and all this type of, all these type of things in general. But overall, I am very positive after hearing the thoughts that the government, or at least the chairman of the CFTC specifically, and the chairman of the SEC, John Clayton, have had in regards to the cryptocurrency, the virtual currency markets. I think it is fantastic that the U.S., in my opinion, is not taking the same approach that something like China did, where they just said, hey, we don't really fully understand this, or we're trying to manipulate it, or whatever it might be. But basically, hey, we're going to shut all this stuff down until we know what we can do, and then we can totally control it. They're not taking that approach, which I think is massively beneficial, because if they did that, it would stifle the innovation in the United States. Anybody innovating in the United States, developing a product, would move abroad. They would go somewhere else. So the US would lose out on that level of innovation. And also any investors or any active participants in the US would either have to stop investing, or they would have to go somewhere else to do that. So overall, I'm pleased with the results of this, with the results of the committee meeting. In my opinion, it's pretty bullish. I know that overall the market itself is not doing great right now, but when it comes down to it, any specific fear that the US is just gonna come down and take a hammer and beat the heck out of Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency markets, I don't think that's gonna happen. Will we see potential action on initial coin offerings? Yes. Will we see people coming after celebrity endorsers or anything like that, selling unregistered securities? Yeah, we'll probably see that. but will there be a death blow to Bitcoin? Will there be a death blow to a lot of these other actual legitimate projects? I don't think so. So I remain positive and excited to see that develop in the near future. If you are new to the channel, by any chance, my name is Crypto Bobby. I do daily videos on the subject of cryptocurrency, as well as YouTube Live Crypto Happy Hours. I would love for you to hit that subscribe button and notify bell if you're new to the channel. If you've been here before, I really do appreciate all your thoughts, all your comments, and all your continued support. Hit that like button to share this video. Thank you so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Have a good one. Peace.